the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. We're talking about the history of Groom Lake and Area 51. And basically, in a nutshell, Groom Lake and Area 51, which is northwest of Las Vegas, is where they tested the stuff that was too top secret to test out at Edwards Air Force Base, because Palmdale was encroaching and people were just living there, and they could see stuff that was going on in the skies over Edwards. In fact, many, many years ago, when I was still living in Southern California and working in the film industry, we were working on this movie. I don't even remember the name of it. It was something about high school cheerleaders, and we were up at a high school in Palmdale, and we're filming, and all of a sudden we hear this tremendous roar, and overhead is an SR-71 with two fighters as escort taking off and heading off toward Las Vegas. For all we know, they were going to Area 51 for testing. But that's where they took all the stuff, the F-117 and the Aurora and a bunch of other stuff were tested at Area 51. That's all it was really about. My understanding is now the testing has moved to other centers in other states, up in Idaho and down in Arizona near Sedona is another testing center. And they also do a lot of the stuff in Scotland and down in the Australian outback. They basically, Area 51 is being hyped in TV shows and stuff because they want the tourists to go out there to Nevada and try and see what's going on in Area 51, because nothing is going on there anymore. All the really good stuff has moved to other parts of the planet, so it's being used as a distraction there. But, you know, the land is cheap out there. Most of it's already owned by the federal government, and they can basically do what they want out there. And had they not had that horrible accident with the chemicals that killed all those people all those years ago, we might still, even to this very day, not know about it. We do know that Google Earth deliberately blurs and obscures certain parts of the planet. And if you don't believe me, go over to the Louvre in Paris and zoom in on it, and you'll see individual people walking around. It's a crystal clear image. It's wonderful. It's a lot of fun. Then go over to Israel and look at anything in Israel, and it's blurry. And that is, believe it or not, by U.S. law, that satellite companies and those institutions that display satellite pictures of the world must degrade images of Israel. And, you know, go figure. And, of course, we know that some areas, the images are very, very old and out of date to conceal what's going on more recently in these places. So Google Earth is a lot of fun, and it's very educational, especially for geologists. But you cannot rely on it to find out what's really going on today in any part of the world, because Google is, you know, basically the government goes in and says, you will blur this out, you will hide this. They've actually caught a few circumstances where they've seen cut and paste scenery moved over, slid over something to conceal things that are going on. Anything else, Mike?
Thank you for that link that you put on your site regarding the crimes of the Clintons. Boy, I'll tell you, I was a totally brainwashed individual. I thought I was pretty enlightened. I look at this link, and it's a 12-part video of all the people that have crossed paths with the Clintons and ended up committing suicide by shooting themselves three times in the back, including the assassination of Vincent Foster.
Well, that was the one that
real eye-opener.
Yeah, that's the one that got me started, and of course the Clintons destroyed my career in Hollywood, which is why I'm living now in Hawaii, so it kind of all worked out.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that, Mike. I wanted to leave you with this question and then take my answer off the line. Did I hear right that they are actually seriously negotiating the release of Jonathan Pollard in exchange for a 3-month settlement freeze?
Yes.
I could spend 2 hours talking about how horrible, horrible, just to hear those words, to hear that anyone in our government is even considering something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And of course, Israel is saying, oh, you just want to keep him in jail because you hate Jews and you're an anti-Semite and everything. No, this man betrayed this country, indirectly to the Soviet Union during the height of the Cold War. He should have been shot. I think he should be shot.
Well, Ariel Sharon must have been correct when he said that the Jewish people control America and the Americans know it.
Oh, he's absolutely right about that. We got to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Gus in Texas after these words from our sponsors.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Gus apparently hung up, so I must have said something that he did not agree with. Probably, he doesn't believe in them UFOs. I'm not going to talk to him. Something like that. Anyway, interestingly enough, CNN had a story. They're talking about the situation down there, you know, with immigration. And basically, Rick Sanchez is basically saying that he views the Constitution, and in particular the 10th Amendment, as racist. Because in Rick Sanchez's view, the borders of the United States should be completely open for anybody from Mexico to come in here anytime they feel like it. Now, as I recall, Rick Sanchez was one of those people who was okay with Israel shooting at Americans who wanted to go into Gaza. So there's a little bit of a double standard there that I think we need, to be taking a close look at. Because you can't have it both ways. If the United States has to have an open border to allow Mexicans to come in whenever they feel like it, then the same has to be true of Gaza, especially when Israel is attacking Americans. And it's these kinds of double standards that I think have really made the rest of the world come to understand that our government doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It simply does as it is told. Now, the dollar has taken another major dip here. And gold is finally starting to rise despite the brouhaha over the tungsten bars. And like I said the other day, I'm not 100% convinced this is a real issue. Obviously, the stock markets, the equities markets, have a vested motive to try and scare people away from moving into precious metals as a hedge, as a wealth preserver. And so you got to be really, really careful. And I still have not heard back from the gold assay company in Germany about whether anybody has tried scanning one of those tungsten cord gold bars with a hospital ultrasound, a little portable ultrasound machine, because I got to play one with one on the set of this TV show I'm doing some work for. And I believe, I don't have a tungsten cord gold bar to test it on, but I'm pretty sure that boundary between the gold and the tungsten would show up on this hospital ultrasound machine. So we need to look at that. New report out is saying that the U.S. government is hiding the true amount of their indebtedness. I've been saying that for years. Nice to get some confirmation here. And my opinion about the U.S. government debt is they borrowed it without our permission. They can pay it back without our help. Nobody that I know ever signed a contract saying the government can borrow all the money it wants and I agree to just pay off the debt no matter how many generations of my children it will take. There is no contract that forces us to pay the debts of this government when they're completely out of control with reckless spending, all the more so because of the vote fraud that's going on. We don't know if this is a legal government anymore. In my opinion, the instant they lied to us about Saddam's nuclear bomb, they ceased to be the legal government of this land because it's the Constitution does not allow them to lie to the people of the United States of America. And the 10th Amendment that Rick Sanchez has so many problems with forbids the United States from assuming it has a right to lie to the people. So we may have an illegal government. If we have an illegal government, hey, we're off the hook. I'm not paying the bills, and neither should you. Ahmadinejad says capitalism is on the verge of death. Thank goodness it suffered long enough. Capitalism isn't really the problem. Capitalism did work for the first 100 years this country was in existence. Then we had imposed on us the sort of economic servitude and enslavement that Britain serves under, called the Bank of England. In our case, it's called the Federal Reserve, but it's the same thing. It's a privately owned central bank issuing the public currency at interest. The founding fathers fought a revolution to be free of that very banking system. Its two predecessors were shut down by presidents who had the courage and the understanding and the political will to do exactly that. And in 1913, the Congress and President Woodrow Wilson sold us out to the private bankers one more time, and we have never had, from that day to this, with the exception of John F. Kennedy, we've never had a leader who had the courage and the moral principle to stand up and say, this is not the way we should be doing business. It's not good for the people. Great for the bankers. It's not good for the American people. Speculation continues to run. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. We've got callers. Oh, my goodness. Richard in Massachusetts. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just came off your website, and I watched the video of the Secret Service being called down prior to this trip into Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
But the reason I called is because I didn't see anything there about James Files. Do you know who he is?
No, enlighten me.
Well, he's in prison for shooting one or two policemen. I'm not sure what state it is, but he's confessed on tape of being the assassin at the Grassy Knoll, and he was the one that took the headshot. He describes the weapon, and I looked up the weapon. It's called a fireball. Essentially, it's a rifle without a stock. It's a bolt-action pistol, and he says some things that can be verified. One of the things he said was he left the casing on the fence post and bit it. So if the Secret Service has that, or somebody has that powder casing, it can be verified that it was his teeth. The second thing he says...
Well, this many years afterwards, that may not be true because the teeth migrate in your jaw as you age, and so
right.
Matching it up to... That's a little iffy. You know, I think I have heard about this gentleman before, and it's certainly an interesting story. I don't know about a handheld bolt action. I've seen them. Thompson Center makes a very nice, I think it's called the Challenger. But without a stock, I mean, that's kind of a rough shot to make. But, you know, who knows?
Well, the thing that he said that can be verified easily is that he had six special bullets made for mm-hmm. this job. And essentially what the guy did was grind out the center of the lead, pour mercury in it, and seal it with wax. And the reason he did that was so that the round would explode upon impact.
Yeah, I've heard of that technique being used. It's an early version of an exploding frangible round. And it is very devastating on impact, and certainly from the damage to the back of Kennedy's skull, it does seem that something other than the conventional full metal jacket round would have been used here. Our control room technician just sent me the link to the Remington Fireball that you're talking about, and yeah, I've seen them, and it does look very, very similar to the Thompson Center Challenger. I would almost want to put a shoulder brace on that, because with that barrel length, that's not an accurate weapon. And
well,
I'm playing devil's advocate here. He may have been the shooter. We don't really know. I mean, we know we were lied to, and that's really kind of the important point. And it's a cool-looking gun, and as a shooter myself, I wouldn't mind playing with one. But if I were tasked with the job of assassinating the President of the United States, I'd want something with a shoulder brace and a lot longer barrel. But you're absolutely right, though, about the mercury-centered bullets. It is an old, old trick to make an exploding round.
Well, the point is that I say it can be verified because that mercury never goes away. So if you exhume Kennedy's body, that mercury should be in the skull.
Well, unfortunately, the brain was stolen. Remember, the brain has vanished from the National Archives.
That's my point. If they knew about this bullet, that brain had to disappear. Another thing is that that fireball wasn't available commercially until about 1963, and if he used it in 1962, somebody had an in at the weapons manufacturer.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm having a problem with that particular firearm. Everything else, you know. Sounds good. You know, a good reason for Kennedy's brain to disappear, the mercury might be part of it. Azide might be another part of it. The other part of it may simply be that it did prove that one of the shots came from the front, and that was another reason for the brain to disappear. But as far as the firearm itself is concerned, it wouldn't be what I would use for such a task. And I'm sorry, but on that issue, I'm not sure about this. We've got a bunch of other callers on the line. I'm going to have to let you go here. And we're going to switch over to Ed in Louisiana. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rowe, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Thank you for taking my call. I love your website. I visit it daily. I mean, that's where you get all the good information about Israel and their crimes. And also, I wanted to let you know I appreciate you telling everybody that the UFO thing is a scam. I've been trying to tell people that for years. That's just a reason for them to tell you you're a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist when you bring up the UFO crap. No, so,
that's right.
Thank you again for that. And listen, I want to talk about this gold thing for a minute. And I think it's just going, everybody's being speculators. Everybody's trying to push the price up. It's killing the dollar. What's going on is they're trying to get, we're all being tricked into buying out the coffers of the bankster gangsters so that when they crash the world economy, we'll need to use gold to purchase their new currency, therefore putting them back in power after the phoenix rises from the ashes. And that's just the way I see it. I think we should actually be more concentrating on getting the land out of the hands of the robber barons and getting people back on land and property and getting them non-GMO seeds, buying chickens and farm tools, and we should be investing in those areas instead of trying to buy gold. Gold is only used to make jewelry. That's all it's for, jewelry. And if, you know, if you buy and sell gold, if we just stop buying it.
Ed, got to take a break. Stay with me. Going to bring you back after the commercial break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, you know, Ed, I'm kind of in agreement with you that we need to decentralize. The only reason for centralization and urbanization is to collect humans together into a gigantic human farm, which makes taxation and exploitation that much easier. And it's no coincidence that as our economy continues to polarize with the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, there is a push to get Americans off the urban environment, or rather off the rural environment, and basically locked up in the cities. We're talking about all these new laws that are going to make it illegal to live in rural areas unless you are assigned there by the government. We've got this new House resolution just went through that is ceding control over the coastal areas to the United Nations. There's this big push for global government and, you know, and corralling all of us humans into giant human farms called cities, and force us all to use electronic currency and government-approved food, and we're going in the wrong direction. You know, anytime somebody has talked about global government, I think it's a horribly bad idea for two reasons. One, national borders serve the same function for planet Earth that fireproof doors do in a building or watertight doors do in a ship. If you have an accident in one area, the whole structure is not threatened. But if you prop open the fire doors in a building, or you lock open the watertight doors in a ship, yeah, things go better. You can run around a lot faster, and it seems like things are more efficient. But if you get a fire or you get a leak, and the whole building and the whole ship is lost. If we have a one-world government, then, look what happened with globalism in the economy. A downturn in the United States became a global disaster for everybody because of globalism. And every time I hear... Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. That's what's going on, and it's all the Agenda 21 initiative that was this UN mandate, Agenda 21, that was signed by George H.W. Bush off the coast of Brazil in 1992. That's what's going on. It's called smart growth. I've been watching my local cable access television where they're holding hearings all around here in my general area where they're pushing people off their land in the suburbs and bringing them into urbanization of this Baton Rouge and New Orleans areas. Is they're urbanizing and they're pushing everybody into the cities, and everybody's complaining because the traffic's so bad, and it just adds to the overpopulation issue, and that's what's going on. And what I'm saying is, if we allow these gangster banksters to run our lives and make us, force us into buying gold as if it were the asset that we need after this economy falls apart, then we're doing nothing but putting them back in power after the collapse.
I disagree because when the dollar collapses as it's doing right now, what are you going to use as a medium of exchange when you're going out and doing business with your friends and neighbors? They got to have a medium of exchange that everybody trusts, and gold is a pretty good one right there. And I think the more gold that we—let me finish here.
Okay.
Because I disagree with you, this idea. I think buying gold and silver is a very good thing to do. Also buying some lead, as long as you're at it. But it's a tangible, real asset whose value is under your control. The problem with the pretty printed pieces of paper that we get from the U.S. government, its worth is determined by the bankers and the government. That was the real theft. Back in the 1960s, when the silver coinage was taken out of circulation and we got these clad slugs that we're forced to use now, it took control over the worth of the money out of the hands of the people and gave it to the Federal Reserve Bank and the United States federal government. Prior to that point, the worth of the money stayed the same no matter what the government did because it was made out of silver.
I understand what you're saying. This whole thing, okay? FDR did their gold confiscation, and there's no reason for them not to do that again. They could confiscate our gold at any time they want to. The thing I'm saying is we should be bartering with vegetables and fruits, and we should be bartering with chickens and things that you can, the things that we need to do is get back to community farming and community, sustained ability to, grow our own food and create our own environment so that we can, and I understand, Mike, look, I'm going to go ahead and get off the line. I understand your view. Yes, it is a tangible asset that if you wanted to use it after the collapse, you're just going to put them back in power. They're using that to consolidate their power, and that's all I'm saying.
I disagree. I agree with you about community-centered farming and community-centered economies. I agree with you with decentralization. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to be having gold right now, especially as the dollar continues to decline. If for no other reason, you've got something you can bribe your way through a border checkpoint with. So, Ed, we're going to let you go here. We're going to bring Stephen in Oregon on. Stephen, we've only got about a minute left, but let's get started, and then we'll take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Mine's really quick. And is one of the things about the UFOs, I agree with you about everything you say, but I wonder if they could use that as a, one of the things you didn't bring up is they could use that as, instead of a false flag attack, they could use that, because you know the government technology is probably 20 years above even all the stuff that we know, and they could do something like that. So that's, and I'll let you go with that, and after the break, maybe talk about that a little bit if you have any ideas.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. And we did put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com. The CIA planned to use UFOs as psych warfare against the population. They actually tried to game this out. And we've got this this new book out by this ex-NATO, I guess it's a general. We got to take a break here. When I come back, I'll talk about this and why it actually is a remote possibility, but still a possibility. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And what we're talking about, okay, is not a new idea at all. When I was a kid, which admittedly was a while ago, there was a TV series called The Outer Limits, and there's been a newer one. But this was the original. We're talking back in 1963. And during the first season, in fact, the third episode that aired was called The Architects of Fear. And it was, this storyline was a bunch of scientists artificially created a phony alien and built an alien spaceship. And the idea was they were going to launch this guy into space and he was going to come down and land in Washington, D.C. and just scare everybody. And the idea was to get all the nations of the world to throw down their weapons and end their wars and unite in a common global government. A common theme back then, the original version of The Day the Earth Stood Still. Same thing. Alien comes to Earth and all the nations on the planet say, okay, you know, we're going to stop being human beings and we're going to live in this wonderful little utopian global government. And of course, every time I hear the phrase global government, I keep thinking, that's what Adolf Hitler wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Genghis Khan wanted. It's what the Roman Caesars wanted. It's what Alexander the Great wanted. And it's always great for the people who are in charge of that global government, and it's absolute crap for everybody else on the planet. So I'm opposed to that. But this idea of using a phony alien and spaceships to scare the people into a global government is not a new idea. there was supposedly a project being considered by NASA, which is stands for Never a Straight Answer, called Project Bluebeam. Same thing. We're going to fake an outer space, you know, visitation in order to scare the people of the world into accepting global government. We know that we're seeing this constant pounding and haranguing about UFOs and flying saucers all over the TV and media. About a year ago, we had the so-called magic spirals that were seen over the Earth and were explained away as malfunctioning rockets. And maybe they were, but they were very spectacular geometric shapes. Now we've got this robotic space shuttle that's been in orbit above the Earth for months now and keeps changing its orbit, and the amateur satellite watchers are constantly looking for it, and nobody knows what it is up there doing. So anyway, so this is not a new idea, and we know that the people pushing for the global government, they were trying to do it on the basis of the global financial downturn. They didn't get any traction with that. They were trying to do it on the basis of the When Pigs Fly flu last year. They didn't get any traction with that. And they tried to do it with global warming, and they didn't get any traction with that. They've tried to rebrand and call it climate disruption, but everybody's saying, look, we understand that you were trying to tell us that the world was getting warmer and it was our fault, and we all had to cede control of our lives to a global government, and we had to pay zillions of dollars to the United Nations to finance the new global government. Oh, goody, one more layer of government over all of us here. And meanwhile, of course, the Earth is getting colder. They, just now this week, they finally got rid of the last of last winter's snow from Helsinki just in time for the new storms to begin there. So, you know, this is not something that's a brand new idea. It's been considered. It's been in movies. It's been talked about. And we know declassified documents said the CIA actually seriously has planned for this, to use UFOs and space aliens as psychological warfare against the population to scare us all into agreeing to go along with the new global government. And we know, back in 2001, $3 trillion went missing from the Pentagon. $3 trillion, even for graft and corruption, that's a lot of money. Is something being built somewhere to scare us all? The new booga booga. You know, like I said, supposedly there's this new book out that is saying in the middle of next month, mere weeks away, the aliens are coming to visit and so forth and so on. It's a lot of nonsense. I wouldn't believe it if it did show up in the sky overhead. I'd figure it's another movie special effect. I should know. I'm in the business. We're going to go to the phones. Dennis, and I've lost track of what state you're calling from, but aloha anyway, and what's on your mind? Is Dennis there?
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
Dennis.
Okay.
You're on the
know,
air. What's
I didn't
on your
know
mind?
Where I was in the queue. You were talking about debt.
You're up at bat. You're up at bat. Take a swing.
You were talking about debt a bit ago, and I obviously keep coming back to it because it's a big, huge thing. And I had kind of a almost like a revelation in a conversation the other day, and it's something that all of us in the so-called patriot movement or constitutional movement, whatever you want to call this, freedom movement, humanity movement, something that we can say to people, because you hear this debt. Debt to whom? Debt to whom? And we know, you know, the Federal Reserve's private banks, et cetera, but we got to get the people around us that we know who are sleeping to stop and think, yeah, who is this debt to? Because isn't the government supposed to be the ones who make the money? Ah, but they don't.
That's exactly right, and that was the trap, because remember, when you are printing up the public currency at interest, the instant that first Federal Reserve note went into circulation, more money is owed to those banks than is actually in existence, and that is the trap. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how many generations of Americans slave away in reduced circumstances to feed the greed of the private bankers. You can never get out of that hole. It's designed that way. The system is designed to suck all of the real wealth out of the population and put it in the pockets of the bankers, and nobody planned what to do when they actually succeeded and all the money was in their bank and there wasn't enough left in circulation for the country to actually function, which is where we are now.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when I was a kid and I learned that my mom and dad were paid many, 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 many times more the initial price of the house for a mortgage. And I was like, wait a second. Wow, what a racket. And I've never had credit in my whole life because probably because of that.
It is a racket because the banks just print up that money. You go in,
yeah.
You know, the item of value is not the money. It's your promise to be a slave for your entire life. That's where the word mortgage comes from. Mort, meaning death. Gage, meaning promise or pledge. The system is designed so that you will work your entire working life away just for that place to live. Boy, that sounds like serfdom to me.
Yep. It's worse than serfdom. They got to keep 50%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And you know, and they just print up the pretty printed paper and they give it to you, and then you spend the rest of your life working to pay the bank back five times what the actual house cost.
Yeah. Hey, a bit ago while I was waiting to go on, you threw out a term. I don't know if it's your original. Human farms for cities? What a vision.
Yeah, it's a human ranch. Round them all up, get them in that corral. It's a human corral.
Yeah, did you make that up, or is that like from some literature or something?
I think it just popped into my coffee-infected brain today.
That's brilliant. What a brilliant notion. Wow.
It's good coffee.
I have another reason on your globalism thing.
Yeah.
A block captain, when he gets power, can't keep it from going to his head. I mean, are we going to let people, you know, governing huge amounts of people in areas, you know, do that? No. People, you know, absolute power corrupts all that.
Well, yeah, that's ultimately the situation here. Global government could work if we had absolute saints in positions of power. But the problem with power is it's always going to attract the very people who should never be allowed to have it. And, you know, until we're willing to take the sociopaths and shoot them on sight to keep them out of political office, you know, less government is better. That government governs best that governs least. Small government, limited government. Our government is already way too huge. It is a cancer on our economy and on our society, and it's just, you know, you can sense the acceleration. They're trying to grab more control. I mean, when you live in a country where it's now illegal to dig sandcastles at the beach, you know you're in a dictatorship. Anything else?
I was emailing earlier, and I was cited the Kissinger quote about the army people or the military people being like
dumb, stupid pawns for foreign policy. Yeah, that's
I mean, and that's being showed with the DU thing, and you know, you always quote like, "Let the tyrants show that they're tyrants," and that, you know, that gives them away. And boy, is that an example right there?
Yeah, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one, where everybody can see it. Ed, I'm going to let you go. Is that Ed or is it? That's Dennis. I'm going to let you go here because we got another caller on the line. I'd like to switch over to John in Austin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Biodegradable.
Yeah. You know, it's with this urbanization bill, my first thought, it kind of reminds me of the Highland clearances. And to a certain extent, where they, England forced the Scottish landowners off so that they could have their feudal estates and all this business. And pushed them either out of the country or into the cities. Except here, they're not going to try to push us out of the country.
Well, you need to understand from the point of view of, you know, the rulers of a country, land by itself is rather worthless. What they want is a package deal where you have land with people attached to it to work it and generate a profit. So empty land is useless. What they want is land with people glued to it. That's another function of the mortgage, to glue people to a particular piece of land so it's a predictable source of revenue and tax revenue for infinity. That's the whole deal. You know, take somebody, give them a mortgage, they'll do what they're told to do.
Right, but you don't want them to own the land like they did in Scotland. I mean, in the sense that it was the landowners that got pushed off, the barefoot peasants. Who were non-landowners were probably, like you say, kept around to work the land
Yeah, that was serfdom. But, I mean, do we really own land in this country any longer?
No,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Property tax is a form of rent. You know, it's all an illusion to make us feel that we own the land. But the government can still come in and say, eminent domain, we decide we're going to put up a bordello here because it's a higher tax revenue. Or we've got to tear your house down because, in fact, there's this huge scandal going on over by Cape Hatteras. We put up this video about how the government has come in and just closed off the beach to protect this endangered bird, and it's destroying the local economy. Well, you know, when the government can come in and take your home, then you're not really the owner. You're merely a temporary tenant.
No.
Go ahead.
Exactly, Michael. And if you think you do, like, let's say you've paid your mortgage off and you think you own your land, don't pay the taxes.
Yeah, they'll come in and take it anyway. The bottom line is you could be up to date on your mortgage, you could be up to date on your taxes, and the government can still come in and say, we need your land for something, and you're out of there. You know, I mean, that's not the way this country was set up. When you owned your land, you owned your land, and the government had no right to even come in the front gate, let alone come in and tell you what shingles to have on the top of your roof, how much water you can collect, what your thermostat must be set at. We're so far away from the idea of what freedom is supposed to be in this country. And like I said, when you live in a country when they say you can't even dig sandcastles on the beach, you know, that's a dictatorship. That's the worst dictatorship in history.
Right.
I got to let you go, John, here, because I got one more story I want to get into, and we're running out of time on the show.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, there is a link at whatreallyhappened.com that leads to a petition, which I don't think the petition is going to do any good, but I wanted to make the point about the story. And the link is Stop the Taxpayer Bailout for the Corporate Media. And what is going on here? This is the most absurd situation you could imagine. The corporate media, after decades of lying to the American people, are realizing the severe price they have paid now that the lies are standing exposed. The TV news networks have lost another 700,000, almost 800,000 viewers just in the last year alone. And every day we hear about another newspaper that's having to cut staff or lay people off or shut down. Or here in Hawaii, the Star Advertiser the Star Bulletin and the Honolulu Advertiser had to merge. We've had three of our TV stations merge into a single entity trying to stay in business here. And the reason, you know, they like to say, oh, it's those gosh darn bloggers, and it's got nothing to do about the bloggers. It has to do with the fact that people don't want to be lied to. And when there is an alternative that is telling the truth, they're going to go there. The reality is, if the corporate media had not become the willing paid lackeys of the government corporations in Israel, none of the blogosphere would have ever happened. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have run this huge website for 16 years to merely echo the same truth that the TV media is putting out. I got better things to do, chasing my wife around the condo. We're here. Republic Broadcasting is here. What Really Happened is here because the media was lying. We weren't getting the truth. We weren't getting news. We were getting tabloid distractions from them. So now the old corporate-style bought-and-paid-for propagandists are beginning to feel like the monks in the scriptorium when they first got word about Gutenberg's movable-type printing press. And the world began to change around them. They're on the verge of extinction by their own choice and action, or inaction. Now, the media could save itself if it wanted to. All they got to do is start telling the people the truth. They start telling the truth, and we can trust them to tell us the truth about what's going on with the government and the world and Israel. I shut this website down, because it wouldn't be needed anymore. But the corporate media isn't going to start telling the truth, because then they would have to admit that they lied beforehand. They're trapped. They're trapped by their own web of mendacity. It's the rock and hard place kind of thing going on. So the corporate media, because the people will not spend their money to be lied to any longer, the government is the media is going to the government saying, we need a bailout. In other words, we want you to force the taxpayers to continue to fund the propaganda operations, and the government's probably going to go along with it. And that is a double-edged sword, because government control of the media is now covert through Operation Mockingbird and various other situations by which the government influences the propaganda coming out of the media. But if the government is actually paying the media, then it's going to be just like Pravda in Izvestia, and the media will put out whatever the government says are the talking points for the day, and that will be the end of it. Because nobody will pay attention to any media that's in the pay of the government openly. Okay? We're seeing a transition and an evolution. And if you don't believe me, how many scriptoriums have you seen lately? They're gone, except for the one we saw in the movie Name of the Rose. They're gone, and deservedly so. They're obsolete. Lying corporate media is obsolete. It is time for truth. I will have a truthful government, or I'll have no government at all. Now then, let's see. Did we ever take... Yeah, we took John in Austin. Okay. The global warming cultists are coming back, even as it becomes obvious we're going to have another really brutal winter. They're waving around their pretty printed pieces of paper and charts saying, see, the Arctic is getting warmer. Well, somebody went back and took a look at the raw data, and they found, not to anybody's real surprise, that the temperatures that show the Arctic is getting warmer are only those collected in urban centers, the cities of Alaska and northern Canada. They have temperature sensors next to the warm, toasty, cozy buildings. And that's where they're getting this claim that the Arctic is warming up. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've only got a few minutes left in the show, and I want to pick up back on this story about Helsinki. Finally, just now, is getting rid of the last of the huge piles of snow that were built up by plowing during the last winter. And yes, Helsinki is north, and they get a lot of snow and everything, but it was a brutal winter. And they're just now getting rid of the last of the snow, just in time for the new storms. And I bring this up because you want to talk about the obeisance of the corporate media to the revealed orthodoxy. and the agenda. Because the story I put up there, inside it, the reporter is talking about what a serious problem it is for all these places like Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Helsinki to get rid of the snow and everything. And there's this one line here. It's a serious annual logistical problem for snowy places that continues, even though the global land and surface temperature for last January was the fourth hottest on record. In other words, I'm reporting on a story about how snowy the world is getting, but I've been ordered to get in there and remind you that the world is getting warmer, that there's global warming and we've got to deal with that. Now, the land and surface temperature for last January, as I pointed out, they're being selective with the temperature sensors they're using. They basically shut down going out to the remote temperature sensors in the rural areas where they're out there away from urban sources of heat. They're taking temperatures only from temperature sensors that are near warm buildings. We have documented temperature sensors near trash incinerators, in the outflow from air conditioners, where they're going to get the numbers they want to sell this thing. And if I were the person who was working on this story, and I've got, you know, reports about, you know, massive snow all over the place, and then somebody says, oh, the surface temperature for last January was the fourth hottest on record, normal intelligent people are going to say, it's time to wonder if the bozos screaming about global warming might just be full of bovine excrement. And of course, the answer inevitably is yes. We're heading into a really horrific, brutal winter, and they're still trying to scream, it may be cold where you are, but trust us, the planet as a whole is getting warmer, and we need the carbon tax. And folks, I'm going to tell you, the day after the November election, Barack Obama is going to cram the carbon cap and credit system down our throats and up our, you know, because they need the money. The government needs the money. Without finding some way to trick you out of even more of your money, without some way of tricking you to make do with even less so the government can have more, the U.S. government is going to default on its debts, and it's going to come crashing down. I think it's overdue. High time. This government is of no use to the American people. It's very useful to Wall Street, very useful to Israel. It's of no use to the American people. Not when we have neighborhood gas mains blowing up and roads crumbling into ruin, bridges collapsing, flood control won't work, schools closing. This government is completely useless to we the people. Your homework before tomorrow night is to go back and reread the Declaration of Independence and look at all those reasons that were set forth to say, you're fired to the government we had back then. You're not doing the job for us. You're not doing the job for the people. You're fired. We did it before. Anyway, that's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow here at 2 p.m. Central on the Republic Broadcasting System. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and aloha, America.